This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 38th National Games in a dazzling ceremony at Dehradun in Uttarakhand yesterday. The opening ceremony showcased a unique blend of Uttarakhand's folk culture and modern technology. Several dignitaries, including union ministers, Indian Olympic Association officials and national players attended the ceremony. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi termed the mega event a great platform to showcase the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. The Prime Minister highlighted that India is making a strong push to host the 2036 Olympics.
जैसे हमारे खिलाड़ी हमेशा बड़े लक्ष्य लेकर चलते हैं वैसे ही हमारा देश भी बड़े संकल्प लेकर आगे बढ़ रहा है भारत 2036 ओलंपिक्स की मेजबानी के लिए पूरा जोर लगा रहा है जब भारत में ओलंपिक होगा तो वो भारत के स्पोर्ट्स को एक नए आसमान पर ले जाएगा ओलंपिक सिर्फ एक खेल का आयोजन पर नहीं होता दुनिया के जिन देशों में
The national games are being held in 11 cities of 8 districts of Uttarakhand till 14th of next month. A total of 47 events of 35 sports disciplines will be organized during the event. Ahead of the budget session of the parliament, the government has called an all-party meeting on Thursday. The budget session of parliament will begin on Friday. On Saturday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2025-26 in the Parliament. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the central fund released under the National Health Mission has witnessed a significant growth of 185% during the last 10 years. Addressing the media over the achievements under the mission, Mr. Nadda said that the central fund has been increased from over 18,000 crore rupees to over 33,433 crore rupees in last 10 years. He also said that India's maternal mortality ratio, which was 556 per 1 lakh live births in 1990, has come down to 97 in 2020. He also mentioned that the country has achieved the national health policy target of a maternal mortality ratio of 100 per live births. He added that 8 states have also achieved the Sustainable Development Goal target of less than 70 per live births. The health minister reported a significant decline in the country's infant mortality rate from 89 per 1,000 in 2000 to 28 in 2020. Mr. Nadda also highlighted the growth of Ayushman Arogya Mandirs with over 1,75,000 now operating compared to just 17,149 in 2018. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO is preparing for the launch of its landmark 100th mission from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. At 6:23 hours today morning, the GSLV F-15 rocket will lift off from Satish Dhawan Space Center carrying the NVS-02 navigation satellite into the geosynchronous transfer orbit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the growing significance of India-West Asia relations in the rapidly evolving global landscape. Delivering a keynote address at the inaugural session of the Raisina Dialogue in Abu Dhabi, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the impressive expansion of engagement between India and West Asia in the past decade, driven by strong trade, connectivity and cultural ties. The minister asserted that India sees the West Asia as a crucial passage to the world beyond. In Sikkim, Soreng district has started producing organic fish, which by becoming the country's first organic fisheries cluster. Union Animal Husbandry and Fisheries Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh launched this initiative recently. Organic fisheries cluster focuses on ecologically healthy fish farming system, avoiding the use of harmful chemicals, antibiotics and pesticides. In men's cricket, England beat India by 26 runs in 30-20 international match at Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat. While chasing a target of 172 runs set by England, India scored 145 for the loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.